Naturophysics is a concept astrophysicist Leroy Larry developed that explains in down-to-earth scenarios how the principles of physics could have come about from observing nature. Each episode begins with a scenario, followed by an example to illustrate the application of these principles in futuristic research at the frontiers of science, such as Leroy's astrophysics doctoral research, and then concludes with an exploration of how these same principles could have very well been used by ancient cultures and civilizations. Mathematics is naturally encountered and incorporated as the exciting and fun tool of science that it is. Science is the window into our amazing world of nature, and mathematics is the tool to open that window. Natural physics encompasses current, futuristic, and ancient physics, and ties them together by the principles of physics that are common threads running throughout each.
Greetings, everyone. I'm Leroy Larry, and welcome to the Natural Physics Experience live from Costa Rica. My great pleasure, honor, and fortune to once again join me. I have August Wilgemuth, who's in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Okay, August. Let's just review real quickly. That's the amount of power that it took for that tow truck to tow the Space Shuttle Endeavour. It took 1,857,600,000. And what's the unit for power?
Watts.
Watts, okay. And just for comparison, when you carried Hamlet, who weighs 23 kilograms, 1 meter, and you said it took you about 1 second to do that, the power that you expended in carrying Hamlet that 1 meter was 23 kilograms times 1 second, which is 23 watts. So here you got the power you expended, August, 23 watts, and you got the power that the tow truck expended in carrying the Endeavour space shuttle, 1,857,600,000. What do you think about that, huh?
That's a lot of numbers.
It is. Excellent, excellent. Now, I thought because of your planned space missions to Titan, the largest moon of Saturn, and also possibly to Jupiter, the atmosphere of Jupiter, to get your rockets off the ground, they're going to have to do work against the Earth's gravity, right?
Gone for main engine start. We have main engine start. America's first space shuttle. And the shuttle has cleared the tower.
Shuttle launch, August, in 1981. Pretty cool, huh?
434,
Mike, QBR 8. Roger. All right. Okay, so now, August, I wanted to show you that little quick video of, and yeah, that was the very first shuttle launch in 1981. Okay. Now, I want to show you the launch of the Saturn V rocket, which before the Artemis program, the Saturn V rocket was the most powerful rocket ever built. It had to be able to provide enough power to propel the Apollo astronauts towards the moon, right? And the moon is the furthest we've ever been.
Seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds,
Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower cleared.
Here, we got a roll program.
Neil Armstrong reporting the roll and pitch program, which puts Apollo 11 on a proper heading. Plus 30 seconds.
This is
roll complete and pitch program.
I've never seen this.
Altitude's 2 miles.
Oh, well, in Houston, you're good at 1 minute.
Downrange 1 mile, altitude 3-4 miles now. Velocity 2,195 feet per second.
Okay, August, what you just saw, and which I have never watched before, I actually watched when the Apollo 11 astronauts landed on the moon. We had a black and white television, and it was in 1969, so I was 13 years old, and I remember watching it from the moon. But I've never seen what we just saw, which was the launch of the Saturn V rocket that had the Apollo 11 astronauts on board heading them towards the moon. And you could hear the voices, right? Wasn't that cool? You could hear the astronaut voices talking with the command control center at NASA. Oh, that footage, August, is historic because it shows the launch of the first human beings to step on the moon. Amazing, August. So, what I thought we would do, salute. I thought we would calculate how much work that Saturn V rocket had to do and how much power it had to exert in order to get the Apollo 11 astronauts headed towards the moon. What do you think?
That was cool.
Does that sound interesting to do?
Yeah.
And like I said, this has implications for your planned missions to Titan and to Jupiter. So I thought now that we know about work and power and how much to calculate those quantities using physics, I thought it'd be fun to do that. I thought it'd be fun to do that for the space shuttle, and it'd be fun to do that for the Apollo 11. What do you think?
That was cool.
Yeah. Okay, work, we need to have the force, which is the weight, times the distance. And how about for power? What's the two quantities of physics that we need for that?
Time,
that's right. And what's
and
the
weight.
Weight, exact. Excellent, August. Excellent. For work, we need the weight times the distance. And for the power, we need the weight times the time. Okay. So, in order to find out how much work it took for those booster rockets to lift the space shuttle from the surface of the Earth to orbit around the Earth, we already know how much the space shuttle weighs, about 86,000 kilograms. We're going to have to find out the distance. So, August, what that means is we're going to have to find out the distance from the surface of the Earth to how high up to get to orbit. Okay? All right. Low Earth orbit has an altitude of 2,000 kilometers. So there we have it, August. We know the distance, 2,000 kilometers from the surface of the Earth to orbit, to get to the height in which to orbit the Earth. Wow. I didn't know this, August. It takes between an hour and a half and 2 hours to reach low Earth orbit. That's how long it takes for those booster rockets to get the space shuttle up to orbit the Earth. And that's how long it took for the Saturn V rocket to get the Apollo astronauts on their way to the moon. For you to calculate the amount of work that it took for the booster rockets to get the space shuttle from the surface of the Earth to low Earth orbit, it involves the weight of the space shuttle, which is 86,000 kilograms, and the distance, which is 2,000 kilometers. So you're going to use those two numbers to calculate how much work was required. You want to do that right now? What'd you get?
172 million.
Joules, right?
Joules.
Okay, excellent. Now, let's calculate the power that it took. So, how are you going to do that? The power.
Times it by the time.
Exactly, August. So let's do that. So 86,000 kilograms. Now we got to get the time. It was 2 hours. So we're going to have to convert hours to what?
Seconds.
Right. So let's do that.
Okay, so 2 hours times 60 seconds times 60 seconds. Sorry, 2 hours times 60 minutes times 60 seconds.
Excellent. Okay.
7,200.
Seconds, right?
Yeah.
All right, so we got the time. And we got the force, the weight. So now let's multiply 86,000 kilograms times the amount of time that you just said in seconds.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me just clear it. Okay, so 86,000 times 7,200.
Okay.
619,002,000.
And what's the unit for power? What's the unit for power?
Watts.
Excellent, August. Excellent. And once again, we compare that with the 23 watts that it took you to carry Hamlet that 1 meter in 1 second, right?
Yeah.
Excellent. 619,200,000 watts. All right. So now we got the work and the power that it took for those two booster rockets to lift the space shuttle from the surface of the Earth to low Earth orbit. Okay. Now, August, let's do it for the Apollo missions to the moon. Let's see how much work and power it took for the Saturn V rocket to get those astronauts off of the surface of the Earth up to the distance of low Earth orbit and on their way to the moon. Okay?
Okay.
So what we need...
That's my head.
Okay. So we already know the distance, right? 2,000 kilometers. And we know how long it takes to get to low Earth orbit, about 2 hours, or as you converted it into seconds. So to do the Saturn V rocket, what's the one quantity you think we need to know, that we need to find out?
The weight.
Excellent, August. My goodness. Excellent. You know what? You're not going to have a homework problem because you're doing this right now. Okay, here we go. Okay, there we go. 130 tons.
Times that by 1,000.
What's that?
Times that by 1,000.
To get what?
kilograms.
Excellent, August. All right, so now let's do the Saturn V. We got the weight or the force, 130 tons, which is, as you said, is 130
130,000
kilograms. Excellent.
Kilograms.
Now, the distance is 2,000 kilograms, right? Oh, sorry.
Divide that by 2,000.
2,000 kilometers. 2,000 yeah. kilometers.
And then, so it is 260 million.
260 million, that's the work?
Joules.
Joules, excellent. Now let's do the power, August. Let's
and
do
then,
the power.
So 130,000 times 720,000.
Okay.
936,000. I mean million.
Okay. And what's the unit?
Watts.
Okay. All right, August. Excellent. So
this is what it was.
So August, starting with, thank you. Excellent, August. Excellent. No homework for you this time. So August, do you see how when you compare the amount of work and power that you did in carrying Hamlet, 1 meter, and the time it took you to do that, 1 second, do you see how that compares with the amount of work and power that the tow truck had to do in taking the Endeavour spacecraft from the Los Angeles airport to the California Science Center, and how that compares with if the ancient Egyptians would have had the tow truck, how much work and power it would have took to take the 2.5 million blocks of the Great Pyramid, each weighing about 2 tons, from the Nile River to where the Great Pyramid is built, and then comparing that to how much work and power it took for the booster rockets to get the Endeavour into orbit, or any space shuttle into orbit, and then for the Saturn V rocket to get the Apollo astronauts on their way to the moon, right?
Yeah.
A lot of work, a lot of power, right? Do you have any questions?
Nope.
Now, remember, August, in order for any object to be able to escape the force of gravity, to be able to escape the gravity of the Earth, that object has to be traveling at 11.2 kilometers per second, okay? Not per hour, per second. So the booster rockets for the space shuttles, the Saturn V rocket, they all had to be able to attain a velocity of 11.2 kilometers per second, okay? And we'll talk more about that next time, okay?
Okay.
All right, August. Do you have any questions at all?
Nope.
Okie dokie, Smokey. Okay, August. I'll see you next week.
Okay.
And everyone out there, tune in next week. Same fat time. Physics with attitude. Enjoying physics as the window into our amazing world of nature, and mathematics as the tool to open that window. Got to remind y'all every now and then, okay? Yeah. Tune in next week, same fat time, same fat channel. Okay.
Okay, bye. Thanks for class.
You're welcome. Okie dokie, Smokey. Bye-bye. Okay, bye.